The U.S.-led airstrikes against the so-called Islamic State haven't just been hitting military targets. They've also been targeting oil facilities under ISIS control in an attempt to cut off a source of funding for the terrorist group. The U.S. is waging a financial war against ISIS and other terrorist groups, and bombs are just one weapon. This past week, the U.S. Treasury Department released a list of 11 individuals and one organization, naming them specially designated global terrorists for their support of extremist groups like ISIS. To help explain what this list means, I spoke with Juan Zarate. He worked in counterterrorism at the Treasury Department and served as a national security advisor to President George W. Bush.
What's so important about these lists is that it notifies the private sector, in particular the financial community, the big banks, the money service businesses, those parts of the financial sector that could interact with these individuals or entities, and in essence makes it illegal to do business. And this has global impact because not just American banks, but banks around the world and institutions do not want to do business with these actors. They don't want the taint of doing business with them, and so they're all scouring their systems to make sure they're either freezing bank accounts, blocking transactions, blocking any contracts or credit lines that they may have. More broadly, though, what it does is it reveals what the U.S. government knows about these networks. It reveals a set of actors who are key to the Islamic State's fundraising networks and individuals who are supporting them from outside of Syria and Iraq. And it really does signal the beginning of a broader attempt to use financial tools to try to isolate the networks that have supported this group from the outside.
And one of those individuals who's raised money outside of Syria and Iraq is a high-profile member of ISIS who raised about $2 million from sources in Qatar. What does that tell you about how ISIS is raising funds outside of Syria?
Well, again, this reflects the fact that ISIS has devised not just a war economy that they use to raise money locally and to run oil refineries in Syria and Iraq, for example, or extortion rings, but also they rely on the broader jihadi fundraising networks that exist in places like Qatar and Kuwait and the Gulf and even in Turkey.
Juan, you've been directly involved in these issues yourself. Now you're watching it from more of a remove. What does all this tell you about the government's strategy for combating these terror financing networks?
Well, I think that U.S. Treasury is having to adapt the playbook that's been used over the past 12, 13 years, which has really relied on isolating rogue financial activity and actors from the formal financial system. That was used to great effect, obviously, against Al-Qaeda in the early days, identifying donors and charities, front companies that were used by Al-Qaeda to raise and move money, used effectively against Iran. We're still seeing the effects of that today. But what you have here is a hybrid form of terrorist financing where these groups have really devised clever ways of raising money locally, as well as relying on a resuscitated international donor network to raise funds. And so what you're starting to see, and these designations reflect that, is an attempt by the Treasury to use some of the old tools in the playbook, but to try to adapt to the realities of this new challenge.
Juan Zarate is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the author of Treasury's War, The Unleashing of a New Era of Financial Warfare. Juan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Arun.